like I said, we don't get too far ahead of ourselves. We can't look too far in the past because it's in the past. So we just live in the now. This is the most important week to us, and because it's our next game. You know, we can't look past that. We just got to treat this as a week and have the opportunity to go 1-0 through the week.
Frustration coming in here Sunday after the game. How do you make sure that that doesn't degenerate into bad things?
We came in Monday, watched the film. We learned from it, flushed it away. Now we got to move on to the Tennessee Titans, which is another tough opponent. And like I said, we're going to be on the road. But I feel that we had the group of guys in this locker room that are pulled together and find ways to turn this thing around.
What is this really tight end reliant offense with Walker, the way he's playing? Let's talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, he's an athletic tight end. And I mean, he's been like that since he's been in the league. He's been very consistent. And you see him on the field time after time making big plays for their team. So, like I said, it's going to take a collective effort as a defense. They have a lot of weapons, and we're going to have to play with proper technique and great communication.
What's the key to disguise with the young quarterback to make him think just a little bit more than he probably should be from the line of scrimmage to the snap?
I just think with just the quarterbacks in this league, period, they're so good that, I mean, if you show your hands early, they'll make you pay for it. So, with good quarterbacks, you got to find ways to try to play the game within the game with them. I mean, try to play some type of mind game to try to throw him off his read a little bit.
Guy that's 20 games into his career, 24 games into his career.
No, I think, man, to play this quarterback, play the quarterback position, you have to. They didn't pick you for no reason. So, I mean, you have the smartness to read defense and break down defenses. So, you want to try to make it as difficult. The game is difficult as it is. You want to try to make it a little bit more difficult and not make it easy for him.
You saw Murray with Dallas. You see him again. How would you describe his running style and how tough he is to tackle?
I mean, he's a hard runner. I mean, he runs hard in between the tackles. He can bounce it outside. He has the speed to bounce it. I mean, he has a strong stiff arm, and he's a real good running back. In my opinion, one of the top running backs in the league. And like I said, you got to get 11 hats to the ball because when you think he's wrapped up, he's able to break tackles.
Coach McCarthy said this morning he thinks this is the best defense he's had in terms of finishing and pursuit. Is that the way that you see it too?
Yeah, I think, guys, we just, as a defense, we take pride in just pursuing and getting to the football because, I mean, you never know what happened when you hustle to the ball. The ball might pop out. You never know what can happen. And just getting that energy of flying to the ball, I mean, that I think that spreads through our defense and spreads through our team.
He's a man like Mariota who can tuck the ball in the way that they're trying to protect the quarterbacks more. Do you have to be conscientious of that when you're pursuing a quarterback like that? Is that right?
I think you just play your game. Play within the rules. I mean, the refs are going to do a good job of officiating, but you can't let that slow you down. You just got to play your game and play within the rules, and I think everything else will take care of itself.